The portion that we've been waiting on.
I don't think they're going to be ready for this.
We get to the present moment and now.
Yes, sir.
Lots and lots of concern. Lots of eyeballs. Lots of opinions.
Oh, man.
Some looking at you as if they're living their life.
Yeah.
Jealousy, confusion, contradictions, criticism, skeptics. A bunch of things now concerning your actions.
Yeah.
Of late.
Yeah.
And what goes on in the mind, and where are you going from here?
Let's get all this straight right now. I'm not who anybody thinks I am. Whatever you knew of me of a past, forget it. It's done. Don't look to what we used to have. Don't look back and reminisce on how I used to be this, that, and the other. Don't even focus on it, because I've already lost you. Don't even look at what this interview has already said that I've already done. All these other sections of this, man. Because you already lost. It was just supposed to get you caught up to the present moment of where I was at now. Anything that has anything to do with yesterday, I'm done with it. So let's state that first. It's over.
Now I can hear the excitement in your voice. What's been going on that has you to this moment in time where you have to be excited and you have to stress the fact that things are not the same as what they used to be?
Hey, Black, man, I've been watching this world for a long time. You know what I mean? Longer than a lot we'll give credit for or even think. And I see the same shit everywhere I go. People just conform to the idea that just because that's the way it's been, that's the way it's got to stay, and that's the way it is. People just giving up on themselves to live this American dream, these American lies, these standards, because they're afraid to go out on a limb on themselves. I see a bunch of dead people walking around me, dead to the sense that they're dead in their dreams, dead in their stupid ass ways, dead in their ideas or somebody else's idea. They don't even recognize that they got their idea from somebody the fuck else, and they can't even be original anymore. Just dead. Just. And I want to call them all just stupid, but you know what I mean? I look at myself and I say I was once like that. But the difference between me and a lot of these cats is that I go forward and make my own change. I ain't conformed or stuck in anybody's way. I don't even want to be a slave anymore. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no type of slave mentality. I don't give a fuck. If something's wrong, and I know it's wrong in my heart, and I know that the shit could be easier, but no one wants to listen, what kind of dumbass would I be to stay in a situation like that with the rest of the other dumbasses that decided that, well, I guess this is the only way that I'm going to make a living, or this is the only way that it's going to be all right? I ain't with that shit no more. If it means I got to struggle for a little bit, or I got to be messed up in the game for a little bit, so be it. But I ain't living in a standard of a scared way. I ain't with it. And that's probably my number one turnoff with people all over the world. That's just how I view the whole world. They just stuck in their dumbness. They scared to stand up for what they believe in. Then you got a stab mug just for it to get a little reaction, excitement. It's like, now, nigga, now y'all want to wake up now because a fire is lit under your ass, but they still go back to their stupid ways. You know what I mean? And that's what's really probably got a lot of people with me. Like, I just don't understand this cat right now. I just don't understand. But the bottom line of all of it is that I just left. You know what I mean? I just left a world of ignorance. I left a world of just blind eye sockets where people just walk around with their eyes closed like they don't see shit. Like they can't make a difference. Like it takes one person to really just step up. And I got tired of being that one person that had to step up while I was looked at like crazy. So I said, fuck it all. I'm out.
You gotta feel it, feel it. And I understand that where you come from. This is a place where people like to do a lot of talking. But in the same sentence, they'll say talk is cheap.
Right, right.
You know, and we just, as a society, we watch these people just sit around and we allow them to talk. We're enablers.
We are.
Being in that place, just being enablers, and then letting them just get away with their ways. And just every time they open their mouth, it's just a bunch of bullshit. And everybody knows that it's bullshit, but don't nobody want to say nothing because they want the easy route and they don't want no tension. So they just let the people just run their mouth.
Don't want no drama.
It's a world where it's all right to talk, but when it comes to actions, we ain't going back none of that shit up.
None of it.
So where does one go to find his peace, his tranquility, and his saneness so he doesn't feel like he's being an enabler and he doesn't feel like he's just allowing things to continue to be the same way that they've been?
We're going straight to the beat in the mic. We're going to go straight to the beat in the mic. We're going to get it right. We're going to murk it out and we're going to figure it out and we're going to do away with it. We're going to ultimately destroy it. We ain't even going to allow it to take place or take any form in our life. I ain't got to go and be nobody's savior. If they won't be stuck in their way, let them be stuck. Fuck them. But if you see a better light and a better path for yourself, you better take that shit and quit being dumb. You can sit back and be stupid all your life if you want. But I'm going to take it out on the mic. I'm going to live this life. This is what it be chosen me to. This is what it's chosen me to do. I'd be dumb as hell not to do it. Anyway, any form, anyhow I could do it. That touched me. That's been given to me. These niggas don't even know it's me. Interviewing. Fuck y'all ever done? Don't give a damn about no schooling. Give a damn about no college, bruh. You know what I'm saying? It's a world full of money. Go get that money. Go get that paper. But more money, more problems. What type of shit is that? I'm gonna do me. I ain't gonna worry about shit. I ain't gonna worry about nothing. Nigga get shot tomorrow, nigga got shot tomorrow. Motherfucker broke for the rest of his life, nigga broke for the rest of his life. I ain't never see another dime again, so fucking be it. But they ain't gonna take it away from me. They ain't gonna take none of it away from me. What they used to know, what they thought they knew, where they think I'm going, they ain't even gonna see it. They ain't me. They don't know.